Why were some people not very keen on the study when it began?
Well, first of all, the scientific questions were thought to be rather weak, and I don't think so. I think in a very common disease with all sorts of endpoints, it's very important to get proper documentation. But the main concern was that it was just a clinical study, and of course that it wasn't true. A lot of basic laboratory work was done at the time. But the establishment got into its head that it just wasn't worth supporting. Now, the British Diabetic Association certainly did its best and put in a lot of money. But even within this body, it was thought to be disproportionate to the amount of money that was going on other things. So Robert Turner had a job scraping around, getting money, and we, at one point, there was one year when the whole thing almost folded and we all had to get local money to support staff. But at the end of the day, the results have shown that it was worthwhile, and I think the money has been well spent. And when you look at the cost of a study like this compared with the cost of some of the drug trials and so on, it was very little, and it was good value for money. And I do hope that the establishment has learnt that from this.
And tell me about retiring from Birmingham.
Well, the major upheavals in Birmingham was the closure of the General Hospital in Birmingham and moving to Selly Oak, and I worked there for a bit, but basically went part-time, working 4 days a week, and joined Tim Harvey at Warsaw, and then subsequently still doing some part-time work there, have joined Paul Dodson at Birmingham Heartlands Hospital, but still have this connection with Selly Oak as an academic connection, which I very much appreciate.